podcast today's show at rte.ie/today with Sean O'Rourke.
Actually, it's going to be religion later, sport now. And we're joined by two people very much associated with that Cork triumph in the Camogie All-Ireland. And the winners this morning, they are revelling in their first All-Ireland win in 5 years. The team, in fact, visiting in line with custom and practice Crumlin Children's Hospital right now to show off their silverware. I'm joined on the line by the Cork goalie, Aoife Murray, and her brother and manager of the team, Paddy. Good morning to you both. Congratulations on a great win. Aoife, not your first All-Ireland by any means, but I suppose after the way things had gone in the first half, it must be a pretty sweet one.
Yeah, it absolutely is. I think people keep talking about our first half performance, and I think we didn't do ourselves any justice. We certainly didn't stick to what we'd been trained to do, but I have to say, I think our second half performance was probably our best 33 minutes that we've played so far this year. So yeah, it's a fantastic feeling.
And you outscored Kilkenny, as has been widely noted, by 2-8 to 3 points in the second half. Now, you had some frustration, I think, yourself with where your puck outs were ending up.
Well, look, to be fair, in the first half, I think Kilkenny were winning the outfield battle, and so always as a goalie, I suppose you're trying to find space, you're trying to find targets, but they outnumbered us in that area. And but to be fair, I think there was so many more options in the second half. And you could do that across the board with regard to tackles and points and etc. So I think it was a pretty frustrating first half for most people.
And I suppose once Jennifer O'Leary got that goal, that was something of a turning point for you. But I gather yourself and Paddy, you come from a fairly big family, a big sporting family. You could nearly field a team on your own.
Well, it mightn't have been a GA team, but we might have got a soccer team out of us, all right.
Tell me just how big the family is.
There's 11 of us, plus my parents.
Okay, and 6 girls, 5 boys. Is yours one of those where you were literally born, as they say, with the hurley in your hand?
I mightn't have born with it, but I was certainly given it at a very early age anyway, but and I'm very lucky to have sporting older brothers and sisters. And I think the sisters always seem to get forgotten about. But, yeah, no, look, I've been out in the yard with the lads most of my life, so I suppose I got an early grounding at a very early age.
And your brother Kevin has an All-Ireland medal with the senior hurlers in 1999. And you, as I say, have 6. What's it like having a big brother, though, as manager of the team? Do you come in for a special mention if he wants to, if you like, you know, do a bit of giving out?
I seem to be the first person on that list, all right. It's never on the praise list anyway. To be honest, I'm kind of used to him telling me what to do since I was very small. So there's no difference now.
Right. And what about the analysis afterwards? There was some commentary, for instance, yesterday by Cyril Farrell, amongst others, the idea that there should be women in charge of, in other words, reffing the Camogie matches by and large, the need for more female officials. What do you make of that?
Look, I thought there was no ground, really, to be honest, for what he was saying. And I think, look, I'm sure if he went back in time, he wouldn't have used the word girls and girls should be refereeing this match. I think for too long people have treated it as a girls' sport, and then you have your male counterparts. And you know, you saw the same thing in the women's rugby with regard to the comments that women are playing rugby. I think Cyril would have been far better off if he just concentrated on the analysis and just said, look, it needs better standard of refereeing, and let it at that, rather than going into the whole sexist of whether you should be women refereeing women games.
Right, let's talk to Paddy now, Paddy Murray, manager of the team. If I could borrow the question from Brian Carty, what did you say to them at half time, Paddy?
I'd say we said very little, really. You know, we just stuck to our normal procedure, really, at half time. And I think that our stats were coming in, were saying that, you know, we weren't doing too bad. It basically boiled down to what we were doing with the ball, and we weren't using it the way we should have. So just to straighten those things out, really. And, you know, we had 30 minutes really to rectify it, and it was up to them.
So there was no big sort of thumping the table or anything like that. When you say, you know, the stats come in, what kind of information do you get fed to you at that stage?
Well, we were looking at puck outs, turnovers, possessions and all that kind of thing. And, you know, we had, I suppose, certainly looked at a certain area that we were probably being beaten in, and just we went to close that off, and that was basically it. But, you know, I think our style of management really isn't, you know, kissing the badge or banging the tables or anything like that, really. Look, they're all intelligent people, so just a case of getting the points across to them, and, you know, it's up to them then to carry it out on the pitch.
What's this about a training camp in Spike Island?
Yeah, we had a... let's say, an interesting day there. It was quite funny from a management point of view, to be honest. But just back in May, I just thought I'd do something different, and they thought they were going on a cruise the same day, but they ended up really probably found themselves blindfolded inside the Lee for a while.
Yeah, because like we've had a lot on the programme today about crime and punishment and Spike Island being a prison notoriously. So what did you put them through? You said they were in the water, were they?
Well, basically what it is a team building thing that's being run down there, and it's something that I did as a player, and you know, it's all really looking at being a team and you know, helping each other out, and you know, that they had what, 5 or 6 hours there. It is pretty grueling, to be honest, and you know, you're basically stripped down, and you got to put things back together as a team again, you know. And look, it was I think very worthwhile, really.
I see. It makes that ice bucket challenge seem like chicken feed by comparison.
I can assure you it was, yeah.
And tell me, what did you make of the comments of Cyril Farrell just on the refereeing, and do you have a particular view of that?
Well, I suppose my view really is that I don't care who referees the game as long as the standard refereeing is good. You know, so I think he would have been probably far better off to say better standard refereeing, really, you know.
Yeah. And the other thing, and maybe I'd be interested in both of your opinions on this, the question of how the matches are staged. Obviously, you have Croke Park there for yourselves. Now, is there an argument for staging the Camogie final side by side or on the same day in Croke Park as the senior hurling final? Or how would you see that being used to get a bigger crowd to watch the wonderful displays?
I think it would be terrific. It would be something that I certainly would wish for. You know, people don't realise the level of training that we have done. Like, I was fully convinced coming to Dublin over the weekend that we were as well prepared as any hurling team that has left the county. Our fitness levels, all these figures that were coming in, are as high as any hurler, really, you know. So, you know, why not, really?
What would you say, Aoife?
Sorry, actually, I got cut off the line there, so I missed the question.
No, it was just the idea of playing the Camogie All-Ireland final on the same day as, for instance, the senior hurling final. Obviously, they might have to have three matches with the minor final, or some changes might have to be made. But how would you feel about playing? Would you like to play in front of presumably you would like to play in front of a full house at Park and Croke?
Well, to be honest, for me, I don't think I'd be a total fan of it, because, you know, do I want to open up to a men's match? Not particularly. I want to be treated equally, not as a minor and under 21 opening game for the senior men. Other people might have different opinions on it, but look, as someone who plays senior, you know, it's meant to be the game of the year for the Camogie. So no, I like having us our own day, to be honest.
Right, and what about the suggestion that maybe the rules should be changed, or sorry, that they were changed to make it Camogie less physical?
Yeah, look, as a player, I don't understand why you would do that. I think there's always this perception that it's a ladies' game, but you know, you're always going to have contact. Your fitness levels have increased so much. I think Paddy alluded to there that, you know, the fitness test that we had done, it would have beaten most men's teams. And you know, you're also running around the field with a piece of ash in your hand. It's never going to be non-contact. And I think the sooner that, you know, it becomes a contact game, first of all, the freeze will drop. And second of all, the competition will increase. And I think we might see a few more gate receipts and people start coming to see the game. I think it's one thing that people always comment on is the amount of freeze in a game because of the fact it's non-contact, which, look, I just don't think is manageable in today's game.
Paddy, finally, I think three of your players yesterday, they're going on to play in the football final in 2 weeks' time. They'd be back in training tomorrow night. So I hope you made sure to pack them all off to bed in good time,
yeah.
Did you?
They were put to bed very early last night, I can assure you, and Breach Car Crew was up early this morning doing laps in the car park.
I'd say that's a likely story. What's the real story?
They went to bed at a reasonable hour.
I see, fair enough. A bit after 12, as the saying might
just
have
about.
It. Look, congratulations to Cork and to yourselves on another great victory in the Camogie All-Ireland. That's Aoife Murray, the Cork goalie, and Paddy Murray, the Cork Camogie manager. And